Midday Cafe is brought to you by Worldwide MTC Studios and the following sponsors. Skype Meeting Broadcast. Skype Meeting Broadcast is a new component of Skype for Business. As part of Office 365 and Skype for Business Online, Skype Meeting Broadcast lets you produce, host, and broadcast meetings to large online audiences, up to 10,000. And it's how we broadcast Midday Cafe. TriCaster by NewTek. TriCaster is the most complete multi-camera production and media publishing solution for creating visually stunning programs for live streaming, online video, projection, post-production, broadcast, and social media. TriCaster is how we premix and deliver our shows on Midday Cafe. Magwell USB Capture SDI. Convert pre-mixed audio-video content from SDI to HDMI to a USB 3.0 Skype Meeting Broadcast ready signal. Magwell is how we deliver our pre-mixed content from the TriCaster to our Skype Meeting Broadcasts here for Midday Cafe. Skype TX with QuickLink TX. Connect with millions of Skype users worldwide to create unmissable high-quality live broadcasts. With enhanced control and management features, Skype TX via QuickLink TX allows multiple HD quality audio and video feeds to produce the highest class of broadcast integrations. Skype TX on QuickLink is how we at Midday Cafe bring in our remote presenters for you weekly. Microsoft Azure. Microsoft Azure is a growing collection of integrated cloud services, analytics, computing, database, mobile networking, storage, and web for moving faster, achieving more, and saving money. Our site for Worldwide MTC Studios is hosted on Microsoft Azure, and all of our components run on the Microsoft Cloud Azure. Sitecore. The Sitecore Experience Platform. Put your customers at the center of everything you do, creating customers for life. WWMTCstudios.com is proudly run on the Sitecore Experience Platform. And Perficient. Perficient is a leading digital transformation consulting firm serving Global 2000 and enterprise customers throughout North America. With unparalleled information technology, management consulting, and creative capabilities, Perficient delivers vision, execution, and value with outstanding digital experience, business optimization, and industry solutions. WWMTCstudios.com was proudly designed and built by Perficient. Finally, visit a Microsoft Technology Center today. Contact your Microsoft rep in order that you can receive the best in solution briefings, architectural design sessions, proof of concepts, and more at your local worldwide Microsoft Technology Center.
Are we live? Hey, well, hey, welcome to Midday Cafe, and I'm your host, Michael Giannotti. We got a special Midday Cafe session today. Happy to have you all here. Before we get started, and before I introduce our special guest, a couple of housekeeping items. If you are watching us for the first time, you may not know about our live Q&A. So we love to take your questions during our Midday Cafe sessions. You will notice fact, Chris, if you look down, you see down there? Right down there, live Q&A. So right underneath our video is a live Q&A panel. We have moderated Q&A. It's anonymous, so you can add your name and we can call out your name or not. That's completely up to you. But today's producer, you want to give a loud shout out? Just say hello, everybody.
Hello.
So we got Sachin. Sachin. I love saying his name. Sachin. Sachin is back here doing our producer duties. And he's going to be taking a look at the moderated Q&A. Feel free to ask questions. If you have a shout out, you just want to say hello, say it. He'll cue it up as well. We'll cut in and we want to talk to you. We want to know you're here. And what's the matter?
I just see the slide.
You just see the slide. That's what we have here. So he's saying he just sees the slide. I think we're helping Sachin. So here we go. So he queued over. He went to, you put the wrong one at DDR. That's all right. There we go. Now we're good.
Thank you. No more touching the screen, right?
So this is Sachin's first time ever in the production. Notice how, did you see how I just did that? I materialized out of thin air to the side.
That's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal, you know, we are high tech here.
I'm impressed.
We try to be very professional. So now we're all set up. So Sachin, do a little toggle back and forth, just so we know it's all working. And now back to us.
Back to you.
There we go. So we're good the rest of the show. But underneath, I was saying, look below.
I'm gonna keep looking.
They couldn't see us. So feel free, give a shout out, questions throughout the presentation. We're gonna do things a little differently today. I wanna give ample time to make sure, because when we talk about legal matters, it's no joke.
It's no laughing matter.
No laughing matter. We wanna make sure everybody gets the scoop. So we're gonna give the full length of today's broadcast for your questions, for presentation, for me acting like an idiot here, and hope you're gonna enjoy. So to get kicked off, we have Chris from Perficient. And before I let Chris introduce himself and his role at Perficient, just some recognition. You saw it in the pre-slides, but our website that people go to get all these broadcasts, it was actually built and customized by?
Perficient.
Because they're proficient. They're proficient at being proficient. So they set up our site, and very happy to have them in because they do a lot more than just things like Sitecore, but what we're going to talk about today. So Chris, why don't you tell us, who are you and what do you do?
Who am I? That's a great question.
It's kind of existential.
Yeah, it is. I'll try not to answer it too deeply. I lead the modern productivity practice at Perficient. So, you know, we have a grounding
in modern productivity.
Modern productivity, right? So we're originally SharePoint guys, but we do a lot more than that right now. So, you know, as you can see, I mean, in Office 365, there are a ton of new workloads for us to consume.
Yep.
Ton of new APIs, and we're into a whole bunch of stuff now.
Very
so
cool.
It's very exciting. We have a kind of deep roots in SharePoint. I've worked with SharePoint for a long time, but you know, now really Office 365 and the Microsoft Cloud are lighting up a whole bunch of new things for us. So.
Yeah, I mean, it just keeps growing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they used to say with SharePoint, it was like the, you know, eight tentacled octopus.
Yep.
365, it's like the eight tentacled octopus on steroids.
Yep. And it moves very quickly as well. That's the other thing. That beast moves quickly.
It does move quickly. I keep watching Sachin. Everything cool back there?
Oh.
All right. So we're good. So today, what do you have for us?
So we're here to talk about predominantly about Matter Center today, which is legal document management on Office 365 for legal professionals, for law firms, for corporate legal. But then also, like, I think Matter Center is a great pattern, right? It's a really
mm-hmm.
great pattern. It offers an architectural pattern.
Yep.
Like everything else coming out of Microsoft right
yep.
now, it's open source, right? So it's all out there.
Wait a minute. Whoa. It's what?
It's open source.
No, Microsoft doesn't do open source.
I know you might think that, but it's all out there on GitHub. I mean, everything.
On GitHub.
GitHub. I mean, what is GitHub even? So.
You can bing that, folks. GitHub. So so GitHub. So we've open sourced this. But obviously, though, when anything's open sourced, it's a great thing for the community. But really, when we, and you're going to talk, I'm assuming, about this today. It's out there, but we do know a lot of organizations then want support and help and hand-holding,
yep.
and that's where
I mean, that's where, you know, working with a service company like ours makes a lot of sense. I mean, we're out there engaging with the latest patterns, right? We're building the latest stuff using the latest APIs. But then, you know, then there's the ability to have support around that.
In fact,
as well.
At Microsoft, we cite Perficient as being one of those organizations proficient. Being proficient at implementing and supporting and customizing Matter Center for corporate orgs.
Yep.
So where does Matter Center come from? Do you know the genesis?
Yeah, so Matter Center was actually built internally at Microsoft, right? It was built to serve the internal legal needs of Microsoft. So legal professionals inside of Microsoft, also working with external counsel as well. So, you know, Microsoft wanted to use their own tools for this, right? And they have all the basic building blocks out there in the Microsoft cloud right now. And Matter Center joins a few of those things together.
Stitches it in an integrated fashion. Yeah. I think that's important because, you know, a lot of orgs, they're looking at, you know, we need a rich Matter Center and we want it to take advantage of our native productivity tools. And here we developed this custom for our legal folks, 100,000 plus seat company, very large. We have a legal group that's larger than most large legal firms with needs, like you said, for external counsel, collaboration, etc. Handling all that with, you know, security, everything intact, but now we've open sourced it and we've grabbed a couple of key partners such as Perficient to be able to assist organizations in implementing that solution.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's using the Microsoft technology that you already have, and for customers out there, it's the licensing that you already have.
Right.
You know, law firms and corporate legal have been out there, you know, purchasing separate systems for this kind of thing. Traditional DMS is big, monolithic DMS.
Yeah.
But we now have, you know, we have document management in the cloud, and let's light that up and let's use it using our existing licenses.
So cost takeout with all kinds of great enhanced capability.
Exactly.
So I'm going to shut up now.
All right.
Well, and let's get to talking about Matter Center.
Let's do it. Well, first I wanted to talk about, you know, a little bit about the landscape as well of modern productivity as we describe it. So, you know, right out there is, you know, just this great new set of workloads and APIs. Like I said, I mean,
by the way, just so you know, they're right here.
No, they're right here.
You think it's right here.
Yeah.
Oh, silly you. It's on this big, we have a big green screen back here and his monitor's here. So, but no, okay, I'm sorry. I can't help
it. I will try and point to the SharePoint icon somewhere over here.
You're like the weather lady there.
Yeah.
And today we have clouds. There we go.
Over here somewhere is the OneDrive cloud and the SharePoint cloud. So, you know, like I said, you know, our practice is born out of SharePoint, but we do a bunch of other things as well now. So, you know, when we're building solutions, this involves using OneDrive and Yammer and thinking about new things like Delve. I mean, these are things that, you know, you wouldn't even be thinking about if you're using a traditional DMS system. The ability for content to find you is kind of mind-blowing.
Awesome. So, very cool.
So, yeah, so I think by virtue of building on top of this platform and the way that we're building solutions now, I think is really, really exciting. So, you know, Matter Center is a lot about getting legal professionals to the cloud, getting them onto Office 365, and starting to light up all these things. Because if your document lives inside of SharePoint Online, Delve starts to work for you, you know.
Lights up.
It does.
Awesome.
So, and there are a whole bunch of other things we can do out there. So, you know, what is...
why don't we go full screen, Sachin?
So what is Matter Center? So Matter Center is focused on doing document management for legal professionals in 365. We can go find matters, we can find documents. Matter Center is designed for a law firm or internal corporate legal. But the pattern, I think, is pretty useful for any kind of document management.
Cool.
Right? And it's out there on GitHub, right? You could go download this thing and build your own DMS.
Very cool.
So, you know, we can find documents, we can share documents as well. That's one of the key things as well, is that, you know, by virtue of being on Office 365, you can start using external users. You can start sharing this externally if you wanted to. Certainly in the context of a law firm, that makes a lot of sense. You know,
right.
Law firms have clients, they want to be able to share documents externally.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can do a few other things. I mean, obviously, this is built into SharePoint, right? So we can do collaboration, the kind of things we've been doing on SharePoint for a while. And we can drag and drop things directly into SharePoint and go really, what we'll show you today is some of the add-ins that are part of Matter Center.
Very nice.
Allow you to go beyond the browser, right?
Okay.
So legal professionals are out there. They love their Outlook. They live in Outlook. I've met a ton of CIOs who say attorneys won't leave their Outlook.
Yep.
That's where they live. That's where they do their work.
Little story. I had a CIO not too long ago at a company where he told me he lives in Outlook, didn't want to go to anything else but, and just, you know how you can give those new views like a folder and you can go in and change the default, what it's actually showing? I just pointed it to his homepage of SharePoint, so it was showing in, and he thought it was the best. I never have to leave Outlook. Okay, whatever. You're right.
It's a big deal. I mean, this is where they're working. This is where they're productive. And we need to make document management easy from Outlook as well.
Very cool.
So these are a few things that Matter Center does. Let's get out of the presentation. I have 126 more slides, if you'd like
Beautiful.
To see them. But perhaps we'll have a little look at a demo.
So we'll go. You sure? I think we got time probably for 125, and I'm sure the folks out there are dying for that.
I'm sure.
We'll spare you folks.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, spare you the PowerPoint.
So what are we looking at here?
Yeah, so Matter Center is essentially an add-in or an app in SharePoint terms that gets added into SharePoint, right?
For SharePoint Online.
Correct, yeah.
Yep.
So what we're looking at right now is a browser with Matter Center installed. And we're looking at how we might browse Matters, right?
Very nice.
We're going to take a look at what's available in the browser in a minute, and take a look around, the screens that are available in Matter Center, mm-hmm. and kind of how it's built on top of SharePoint. But I mean, usually where the story starts with Matter Center is how have you made it work for attorneys, based in their Outlook, legal professionals in their Outlook. And make this easy for them, right? So usually the story with Matter Center actually starts over in Outlook. So
we're in Outlook Web Access.
We are.
So this works, what we're seeing, both in the client and in the browser.
Yep. It's
wow.
It's an add-in using the add-in model, right? So this works.
But it's server-side.
It's correct, yeah. And the
very
deployment
nice.
into your Outlook is very lightweight, right? So
yeah.
It follows a completely supported pattern. You can use it in the web browser, in OWA. You can use it in Outlook 2013 Plus.
So there's really anywhere, anytime access to this.
Yep.
Wow. Very cool.
So I'm right here in my Outlook, and like any good demo, I've sent an email to myself, which I want to fire, right?
So I actually do this frequently to remind myself.
I've heard this happens, right? So I'm here in my email, and you can see that Matter Center appears in the add-in bar. So
gotcha.
It would appear alongside things like maybe LinkedIn if you're using that, or Uber mm-hmm. if you use those add-ins. So inline in the browser. So let's expand this guy out. I've received a simple email here with an attachment.
Oh wow!
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So once we open this up, we're into Matter Center. And just before we kind of focus on the main use case of Matter Center, which is filing documents into SharePoint, let's take a little look around. Matter Center. We can browse Matters, right? So
mm-hmm.
without having to leave Outlook, I could take a look and see what Matters are out there in my system. Matter Center is client and matter centric, so it's kind of designed for legal, basically.
Yep.
In a law firm, clients are clients. In corporate legal, these are usually departments or
right.
businesses within your corporation that you effectively serve from your legal.
So
team
this
as
can
a
service
client.
Either, though.
It can.
In this
it
case.
Can. So the
gotcha.
The pattern kind of is two levels like
mm-hmm.
that, and fits a number of scenarios.
Very nice.
So I can browse directly from Outlook. I can browse my matters. There are some basic groupings. So my matters, these are the ones I'm working on, right?
Yep.
Okay. There are all matters. I could browse every match in the system, and this could scale really big. This could be hundreds of thousands.
Sure. Yep.
What I really like to show in Matter Center, and I think this is a great benefit of being on Office 365, is the search experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything in Matter Center is driven by search. So if I want to search across every matter in the system, okay.
So this is searching then on our SharePoint Online instance through Outlook.
Correct, yeah. So
very
it's
nice.
Using the search engine over in Office 365,
mm-hmm.
mature, scalable, well-performing search engine, and
yep.
bringing that through right into your web browser.
Very nice.
So for legal professionals who have kind of suffered, maybe undesirable search experiences, shall we say.
Yes.
Waiting 30, 40 seconds for search results mm-hmm. to come back. only to find that they're no good. This is a pretty great experience. So, you know, I can start typing. I get some sensible suggestions.
Yep.
I'm hitting the Malvern Matter. And I'm also showing the Matter ID as well. So if you're an attorney and you work on a matter for a long time, you're probably going to remember the Matter ID as well. Kind of those things that gets baked into your mind. So you could search on either. And you could search any metadata that lives
inside. And that wasn't 30 or 40 seconds.
It wasn't. I mean, sub-second response times. That's what we're looking for from search, right? So, and that's pretty much the same across all of Matter Center. We can search documents in the same way. I could go and launch this matter right here from Outlook. It would open in the web browser then. I also have some other groupings here. So I have.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't see everything matters.
Don't see everything matters?
Yes. I'm kidding. Or nothing matters.
Yeah, I wonder whether.
Okay,
I wonder
I'll shut up again.
Every firm should probably instigate an everything matter just for comedy purposes. I think,
there you go.
So.
have you tried to scale Matter Center? We have 300,000 active matters, cases or projects. How many matters have you built out?
So the question was for those on who are watching. Why don't you come on back to us while we're answering that from the full screen? Just toggle.
Okay.
There you go. We're gonna get you to be a. There we go. So the question was, have we tried to scale Matter Center? They said they have over 300,000 matters. And so I guess the first thing I would say is this was developed for Microsoft.
Correct, yep.
And at Microsoft, we have a legal group in the thousands that are utilizing this system.
Yep.
And I would dare say we have in excess far beyond 300,000 matters.
Yeah, I don't know how many it is. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
We have a very, but so anything you want to add as far as scaling?
Yeah, so as regards scaling, I mean, we work on the basic scaling of Office 365 and SharePoint Online, so 500,000 site collections. So you could have up to 500,000 clients, right? And within those, you can have thousands of matters within each client. So very, very big is the
potential.
So
we can go into the millions easily without breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
So I hope that answered your question. You want to bring us back full screen to his demo?
Sure.
Thank you.
And I think that's one of the nice things about being in the cloud and provisioning things in this way. I mean, you know, when we've done, you know, SharePoint projects on premises, we've thought about scaling infrastructure to achieve those kind of numbers, right? We're out there in the cloud. We can have 500,000 site collections. That's a lot.
It's a lot. And that's not including all the things like all the matters in each site collection.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Very cool.
Just having a little look at matters in here. We can do pin matters as well. So this is like bookmarks to get back to matters very quickly.
So the ones that are important to you, you pin them, and then you can get this filtered subset.
Exactly.
Boom.
Yeah. So simple toggle switch to be able to get back to them.
Gotcha.
Get back to them.
And people could have their own custom attributes for that.
Correct. Yeah. So you could have different metadata for each matter, and you could have different metadata on the document level
awesome.
As well. Right.
All right.
So we can browse matters without having to leave Outlook. Another thing we can do is we can browse documents as well. If we just wanted to find documents in here, we could click on the documents icon, and without leaving Outlook, we have a similar kind of groupings.
Gotcha.
Right? We have my documents, the ones I'm collaborating on, the ones I'm working on. All documents, and all documents again goes across everything in the system. Now this probably will be millions of documents, certainly for a medium-sized firm, that would be millions of documents.
Which again is no issue.
Exactly. I mean, we can execute free text searches. We could do more complex searches if we wanted to, but you know, sub-second response times.
Yep.
I mean, go look at another DMS on premises, traditional DMS, and see if you can get that kind of search performance out of it. So
awesome.
So it's pretty cool. And again, we can launch documents directly from an Outlook right here.
Very cool.
Okay. So I mean, there are a couple of fringe cases inside of Outlook, but really the main thing, the reason for having an add-in inside of Outlook, is to be able to file documents. So I've received a document right here with a Word attachment, and I want to act on that, right? So I want to upload attachments to Matter Center, and again I'm faced with the same kind of search experience. I could go search for this matter, or I can just click and I'm going to choose this one and say.
So it's automatically seeing the attachment.
Correct, yes.
Dude, so I didn't even have to browse to.
Yeah, you don't have
to. I could have.
Yeah, you don't need to go out and look at anything. You can find your matter in the same way. And then when I say upload to matter, This is where kind of the add-in really kicks in. So this dissects the email, right?
Gotcha.
Looks at the contents, and you can see on the left-hand side here, I have my email, which is actually the email message itself. Mm-hmm. And then I have the document, which is the attachment. Yep. You can see I have a Word document right there. And actually anything else that would be in the email as well. So there are some, you know, there's some footers, my signature file, things like that. And the nice thing here is I can optionally file those things, right?
Wow, so.
So on the left-hand side, I've got my email, and I've got my attachments. And on the right-hand side, I have my my documents and my email folders. So on the right-hand side, this is Matter Center, right? So I should say here somewhere here is
those are the folder structures in your Matter Center.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and the nice thing about this, these folders are configurable as well. So depending on the matter type, the area of law, the practice, then you could define different structures that live on the right-hand side.
Gotcha.
In the example, I have a pretty simple structure, just documents and email. I want to be able to file those separately.
Awesome.
So to file the Word file, to file the attachment, I just drag and drop.
Wait a minute, you're in Outlook Web Access.
Correct, yep.
You weren't in the rich client where I'd expect to do that. You could do this. So again, we're in a browser, and we got all that full functionality.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's the new Office Web Apps, right? Once you publish the apps up in the cloud, you'll see them on your rich client as well.
What Sachin was saying, once you publish this Matter Center up there, it's going to show you both in the browser and in the rich client.
Yep.
Bam! That's rocking.
I think so. When we look at Matter Center as an example, as a pattern, this is a great pattern, right? This is a really usable pattern for going beyond the browser and building things outside of Outlook.
This is kind of off subject, but I see you smiling, because I think you know where I'm going. So. This is a great basis of features and functions and things that have been written. It's open sourced. And so if an organization wanted to go to a partner like yourself and say, you know what, I see what this is doing, but I'd like to have it tweaked for something other than Matter Center.
Yep.
They could do that.
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to start writing add-ins, there's a great.
Or have you guys write the add-ins?
Yeah, I mean, so we're out there.
Because you're proficient.
We're out there building add-ins.
Sure.
And going beyond the browser is a big thing right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to enable people inside of their Outlook, inside their Office applications to do things.
On an iPad.
This is not just about SharePoint anymore.
You're
right?
Smiling when I say that. It could be on an iPad.
You absolutely
anything.
Could be. Yep. You could be, you know, any device, anywhere.
Dang.
Making things mobile responsive as well. That's another big thing that that we do a lot of right now.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, this is a great pattern for us to follow, and certainly something we're building a lot of for our customers right now. And I think this is going to be really great.
Very cool. So now we've added the document, two documents.
Yeah. So we've
By drag and dropping.
Just by drag and drop, we've now filed, and what that's done is it's taken a copy from our Exchange and put it into SharePoint.
Okay. Nice.
So now we get to consume all the good things in SharePoint.
Yep.
It would light up in Delve if this document were relevant.
Gotcha.
We've now moved on from a retention policy that may exist inside of Exchange, because that's another big thing that we see when customers move to the cloud is they change their retention policy.
Right.
Right. So they reduce from maybe multi-year, maybe down to even 90 days or so.
Yep.
And so getting things out of Exchange and into another repository is very important. So.
Awesome.
So it's taken that. That copy and put it into SharePoint, and I could do the same thing with email as well. So often the email itself will also be important. I'll want to be able to go back and see exactly what text I was sent from from outside counsel. And each time I upload to Matter Center, I get a little notification saying that it was successful.
Nice.
I also will get a warning as well. So if I try and drag and drop this document again, and drag and drop that into the document, it knows that we already have a document in there,
sure.
Right? So maybe two people received the same email at the same time and both tried to file it.
That's a great point.
Or maybe I'm actually wanting to overwrite a file that I've exchanged with an external person via email.
Gotcha.
Okay, so gives us a nice option here. We could cancel it if we really don't want to do that, or we could just save as the latest version.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll save as latest version, and it will now upload into SharePoint again, right?
Very good.
So that's the main use case from the add-ins, being able to get documents and attachments from your Outlook into
the Matter Center
into SharePoint, and into Matter Center.
Good.
Okay. So let's go back to the browser and start taking a little look around there. So I'll go back to to the main Matter Center dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
And we can do a few more things in the browser, right? We, you know, we don't want to cram too much into the add-in, right? We can do some basic searching and filtering, but we should have more more advanced searching available in the browser. So if I go back here and look at the main dashboard for Matters,
right?
You can see I have my basic groupings there again: My Matters, All Matters, Pinned Matters.
Yep.
And then I have a more advanced search experience as well. So if I wanted to do some pre-filtering, right, I
gotcha.
Could pre-filter, say, by Perficient, right, the Perficient client
yep.
Inside of this. So if I say OK to that and search, it will reload all of my matters, again, all built on the search engine.
Right.
And do some pre-filtering for something that I want to find. Okay. So let's go back and let's find a demo matter. And again, I get the suggestions.
Yep.
Let's go and find the Melvin matter in this case. And here we'll go look at the matter details. Okay, so I'm gonna click on the matter, say view matter details. And then this will take me into like a dashboard page for the actual matter itself.
Right.
So over in here, you get the metadata that's associated with it. You know, within a law firm or within a corporate legal department, we would have basically the metadata classifying it so we could find it
mm-hmm.
later on. Some description around it. And then you see the pin or unpin is the
gotcha.
Way that we can toggle
yep.
it to easily get back to this matter in future.
All right.
It's a simple toggle switch. And then the Matter Center library is really kind of where we are, you know, filing documents ultimately. When it comes down to it, what we're trying to do is make use of SharePoint document libraries,
yep.
right? So
yep.
all the documents that I've filed, we'll take a look at those in a second, live over here. On the right-hand side is some other stuff that may be relevant. Now, this is not relevant in every scenario, but this is more talking to the, you know, the collaborative aspects of SharePoint, right? So.
I
think he has a question.
That topic right now.
Yeah.
So the Matter Center is built on a site per matter. I thought it was a giant enterprise document library. That was the architecture of last year.
Okay, so just to reiterate so people hear that, the question was, or the statement slash question, I thought that it was
giant enterprise.
He thought it was. He thought the Matter Center was a giant enterprise library. But he's asking, is it in fact built on a site-by-site level? And why don't you flick back to us while we talk about that?
Yes. Yeah, so
and what is it? What's the story?
What's the answer? The answer is site collection per client, and then within each site collection, we provision document libraries per matter.
Per matter.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because now we have a nice clean sectioning with permissions
yep.
and everything.
Metadata attached
based
to that
off
library.
Of the client.
Correct, yeah.
So it's not just one big monolithic, it is a site collection per client, and then the subcomponents can have multiple instances per each matter.
Exactly. So within those sites, I've built out different document libraries for different matters.
Gotcha.
Right? And the nice thing is you can attach metadata to a document library, and it can live within this, like you say, within the security context.
So when we were in the dashboard here, what we were seeing was all the matters for a client.
Correct, yeah.
And then if we had multiple clients, we'd go to different views for each of the clients.
Correct, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Just on not the client, but the client apps that get installed, there are two questions, right?
Two questions.
Will the add-in work for on-prem Office 2010?
Okay, so first off, will this add-in work for on-prem Office 2010? Office or SharePoint?
Office 2010.
So they're talking about Outlook 2010,
yep.
the client. I'm going to say probably no.
It does not, no. So you need Outlook 2013 and above. And the reason you need that is so you can deploy the add-in, right?
Because
so.
It's done on the 365 app model.
Correct. It uses that model, yep.
I knew that.
Yep.
Sometimes I'm a little slow, but I knew that one.
Yeah. And actually, just to just to extend on that one a little bit. So, you know, there's Matter Center, right? But then there are also other partners, like software partners for Matter Center, that do enable that kind of thing and do work in Office 2010. In fact, even earlier versions of Office as well. So
it comes down to if you want to get those kind of add-ins for earlier.
Yep.
Or, you know, people, Pro Plus deployment. Actually, that's next week.
Yep.
I think it's next week. It's next week or the week after. We're going to have a broadcast on that. and you can come into your friendly MTC, and we'll help you get to 2013 and above. Click to run. So,
so the same question.
What's the other question?
Again, on the iOS side, is there a legal matter app for iOS, or do you just access SharePoint to make it work on an iPad?
Yeah, so right now, to make it work on an iPad, so to repeat the question was, what do we do on an iPad, right? Does this work for iOS as well? So no, there's nothing out of the box for this. There's nothing developed right now, but you could use it within the browser on
the iPad.
On those devices, and that's exactly the kind of area that we work to make things
so that
work
you can
well.
Give them, for their organization, a custom branded experience particular to their organization.
And particularly when we go down the responsive design route, you know, that's something that we love. We love our bootstrap. We love our responsive design, making things work well on small form factors.
So that it's going to play out irrespective of that.
Right, exactly.
They might be on a phone.
Exactly.
Like my wife's new iPhone.
Exactly, yeah.
My wife has an iPhone. Okay. any other questions there?
Nope.
All right, go back full screen and let's rock and roll.
All right. So we were talking about the collaborative aspects of this as well, right?
Yes.
So now we're in SharePoint. We could start to use other things inside of SharePoint, like tasks and calendar events. And particularly if you have repetitive matters or you have repetitive cases within a corporation, some of these things might be really, really useful. Maybe from the moment a matter is provisioned, you're already working on some kind of schedule that you want to use tasks for.
Yep.
You want to assign those tasks to people on the team. You know, this gives you an idea of some of the things that you could build out inside of the matter, and even maybe like related news. I mean, if you're in a matter with good metadata, maybe you want to bring through some topical news, some things that an attorney would want to see on a daily basis.
All that related content. Yeah. Cool.
Particularly for technology and for things that move very quickly, I think this is pretty useful. So. So some of the collaborative aspects. Finally, the ability to use OneNote within Matter Center. So when we get a matter, we also get a OneNote for that matter.
Yep.
And this is something that we've seen legal professionals really latch onto over the last year or so. They love using OneNote, right? So
I love OneNote.
Yeah, OneNote is great. For taking notes as a team, for doing depositions or meeting notes. I mean, this is a great place to see. Store free form
and
notes.
This is one of those apps made out of the box to work cross-platform.
Exactly.
So they can I just set up I've now been given an iPad to start to show how productivity works across the board, right? And I just set up my 360. I set it all up for me for 365. Bam, all my OneNotes, which would include Matter Center one, if I was in there, they just work. So I go from my PC to my iPad and
moving from device to device like this is great. This is what we do in the real world. I mean, I also have
the real world.
Yeah,
yes.
I have an iPhone, and you know, I love using my Surface Pro. That's what keeps me working in my work week. But I move over to my iPhone when I'm doing stuff when I'm sitting on a plane.
You're in the plane. You're just parked in a parking lot. Somebody pings you. Bam.
They don't let you use those things when you're pushing back. You know.
No.
So you still need to use your iPhone.
Yes.
Or your Windows phone.
Probably more your iPhone.
Probably.
All right. So cool.
Okay. So some good collaborative features inside of there as well. Finally, on the Matter dashboard page is the ability to manage users.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
Under the hood, it uses SharePoint permissions basically.
But, gotcha.
I also have some nice screens in here to just manage the users and add more people to the Matter. When I first create a matter, I can open it up to everybody, or I can just do it for a restricted number of users.
Now, hold on a second. So you're telling me that you don't have to go into site settings, permissions, digging under all that junk. You just bring it up here to add and
wondering which group you should use, that kind of thing. So
that's a beautiful thing.
This is nice. It brings it up in a dialogue. So if I want to add a new attorney to this matter or a new paralegal, let's go ahead and add, let's see, Sam.
and it's doing a little Active Directory lookup.
Correct. So this is all working off of the synchronized identity that's in Office 365. Again, that's a great way that we're always centered around the right users. And then we assign a role. So there are a number of different roles out of the box. So attorney, paralegal, responsible attorney.
Customizable?
Customizable as well, yes. Nice. So so you can change the definition of these roles. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say Sam, in this case, is a paralegal.
Yep.
And then we work off of SharePoint permission levels, right?
Sure.
So, you know, contribute is probably going to be the most common thing that we want people to do. We want them to be able to interact with documents, edit documents, co-author documents right there. So contribute.
But I do see if you had somebody that just needed to look and you didn't want them risk them, you know, messing anything up, you could just give them rewrites.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Yeah. So,
just a question on this.
No, no question. No,
no,
I'm just kidding. Go ahead and bring us back.
Are these, so there are two, right?
Yes, two questions.
Since you're using doc libraries and not subsites for matters, are the calendar and other web parts you're displaying only at the client level?
No, actually, they're provisioned per match as well. So the question was, when we provision new matters, do we also get those calendars and OneNote, etc.? You do, yes. So when you provision a new matter, you get a document library, you get a OneNote, you get a calendar and a task list, and they're all scoped to the matter.
So it's all integrated
in
that one piece.
And they're all set up with the same permissions, they have the same metadata provisioned together, basically.
Right.
Yep.
And what was the other one?
How are ethical walls handled? Do we use native Office 365 permissions, or are there partners that have developed something?
So how are ethical walls handled? Do you use 365 permissions, or are there
other solutions
around that? And the first answer would be, I'm not ethical. No, I'm kidding. So go ahead.
Yes, so that's a great question. So ethical walls. So basically, Matter Center kind of leaves the hooks for doing ethical walls, and it gives us a little bit of capability there. I'll just save this screen. I can show you a little bit of what that looks like. So I've just added Sam as a paralegal to the matter. I've managed the direct permissions. However, Matter Center also has this concept of conflicted users. Now, these are users who have been given, they're explicitly denied access to the matter. And that really is the kind of hook for ethical walls, to say that if I open up my membership again, you can see that there's also this conflicted tab. There's actually no attorneys conflicted right now. But when I first provision the matter, if I say that these users are conflicted, there's no way they can have access to it. Even if I've given permissions, they are explicitly denied, which is kind of like the root of doing ethical walls. And because it's on SharePoint, you know, so the popular products, Wall Builder, things like this, you know, could hook into SharePoint as well.
If they're in the denied list, searching, the matter just won't show up on their list.
Yeah, Matter Center implements explicit deny, which is something that SharePoint doesn't do out of the box.
And so really, and the other thing too is, you're showing the out-of-the-box role permissions, right?
Right.
And roles, right?
Yep.
What they can do. So there certainly is room if they want to have those customized again to do that.
Yeah, I mean, all of these things have good hooks for doing more.
Yep.
I mean, deploying Matter Center is a great basic document management system. If you're a corporate legal department or you're a smaller law firm and you don't have a DMS today, this is going to give you a whole lot of functionality that you just don't have. I mean, we meet corporate legal departments who are working off of email, who are working off of file shares at best, sometimes their own desktops.
Yep.
And this is a central repository for documents, and we're going to get a lot right out
of the
gate.
Whole new level.
Yeah.
And because it is SharePoint, it's going to take advantage of the fact that out of the box in 365, we offer you rights management services where you can do file level encryption. You're going to have data loss protection, DLP, where you can set up rules to automatically, prevent and alert. We have e-discovery built in.
Yep.
All that stuff around compliance is under the hood out of the box as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've seen that over the last year or so light up a lot. I mean, folks moving their documents into Office 365, e-discovery, DLP, they're some of the key drivers for putting your documents in.
Yeah, because, I mean, what we find is more and more organizations, once they get over the initial apprehension about cloud, actually find out what we can provide from a security standpoint exceeds what they can actually do in most cases on premise.
Yeah, and I mean that's something. I mean, when you do a true apples to apples comparison for security and compliance, what you could achieve on premises with your team, backup and recovery and everything, as to what you could do in the cloud. I mean, you know, this really does add up. So.
Yeah, and I'll just throw out that somebody was asking about on prem earlier, but if you look at from the last 2 years, all the big news stories around networks compromised and systems, data loss and all that, none of those were cloud. They were all on-premise instances.
Yep.
All right, were you gonna ask something there, Sachin? No, you look like you had a question. All right, so let's go ahead.
Okay, so we had a little look at permissions. Let's go back and look at documents again from here. So as well as searching documents, we can, as well as searching matters, we can do documents in a similar way. So when I get back in here, I could do a more advanced search.
Yep. Right?
So I could pre-filter by client again. So this is something we see quite a lot from legal professionals. They're used to using systems like Westlaw and LexisNexis.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of advanced search kind of capability.
Yep.
And pre-filtering. It's not always kind of how we approach things in the enterprise from just keyword searching, but you know, Matter Center gives us some of that capability as well to pre-filter our results. So I know I'm only looking at proficient client documents, and I could have a look at some documents and again get the type ahead suggestion. Now when I do that, I also get document IDs as well. So it's pretty unlikely that you would know the document ID off by heart.
Yes.
But it will tell you right there in the autocomplete as well. So
I have trouble remembering my children's names and birthdays.
So again, done a complete free text search across all of the documents in the system, potentially millions of documents, all of their metadata, all of the text inside of Office documents, and OCR PDF as well. That's usually a big one in legal.
And just to throw this out there, because a lot of folks don't realize this, they're used to older SharePoint search and what it allowed you to search against, which was a couple of very basic metadata attributes, because that's all we indexed. The search engine that's there now indexes up to 10,000 metadata attributes per item indexed, per item. So that means when the things that could be customized and built upon to pull back and be able to search and build out that custom search, et cetera, I mean, really, you're gonna hit that way before you hit the system limitation.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
So we can get back to documents via this route, and we also have a document details page as well, so kind of like a dashboard page.
Yeah.
So let's have a little look at a demo document in here. And this gives us some...
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, so we have a few cool things on this page. Really, this is a profile of the document. So without actually having to open the document itself, I can see a preview right here in the web browser.
Is that using the Office web apps?
Correct.
So that's an actual, you can scroll through in the whole bit.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah, we could look at...
emphasize on an iPad, you would be able to see the same.
Yeah, on an iPad, you could definitely be doing this.
Yeah, I mean, this is using all of the Office web apps capability. You know, in this particular dashboard page that's put together, again, this is about joining the things in 365 that are already there into one place. So on a document dashboard page, we see the full document. We have various toolbar options with it. We can look at the properties of the file, so look at the metadata.
Mm-hmm.
We can browse versions as well. So all of that's kind of presented, inline inside of the dashboard page. Most of this is about assessing relevance. So have I, within my system actually arrived at the right document?
And then we even have the version history as well.
Correct. Yeah.
Very nice.
So it's probably worth looking at the actually now over at the out of the box experience for search as well. So this is another way to search documents. I mean, the Matter Center offers a custom dashboard in that kind of list view, which is something that very often attorneys are used to. But we could even just use up the all-up SharePoint Search Center for this.
Because it's all part of that search.
The documents in SharePoint.
Sure.
And so when you start looking at things like this, we have, refiners on the left-hand side. We have the results in the middle here.
Yep.
And then even we don't even have to click on the document. We can just hover over the document and see.
To get a preview of it.
See a preview as well. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yep. So getting back into documents via search is a great pattern that we want to use. So I think finally, let's go have a look and have a little look at just kind of how Matter Center gets to SharePoint Online.
Okay.
And some of the kind of architecture behind
sure.
it. This is a bit more for the technical folks
yep.
who are interested in how some of this is built. And we'll also have a little look at how we actually get new matters as well, how we might provision a new one. So I'm going to kind of go backstage here a little bit and go to the app catalog for my SharePoint Online instance. And you'll see in here I have a few apps deployed, and this is completely vanilla mm-hmm. SharePoint. But the folks who are familiar with deploying add-ins, the apps that are now called add-ins,
yep.
This is where we'd go to them. So you can see that Matter Center gets deployed there as well.
Gotcha.
So if we click on our Matter Center, this will take us actually back into the same UI that we were seeing before. So,
Sachin's raising his hand. Yes, student.
Can templates be made available for various types of matters?
Yes, yeah. So question is, can templates be made for various different types of matters? Great question. Yes, they can. In fact, we'll have a little look at that in here as we create a new matter and specify actually what type of matter it is.
Perfect. And then a technical scenario, next time we present or demo, could you like zoom in to a section?
Oh yeah, let's just try zooming in the browser.
Yeah, I don't have Zoom It on here.
Okay, yeah. So,
that's somebody asking for a
request for expanding the Zoom.
There we go.
Just technical limitations, sorry guys.
Good deal. So I've zoomed
because I never zoom it. I'm not very dexterous. He's on my, just so everybody knows, he's using my computer here today to do it, which is why we're using O and stuff. And I'm dexterous challenged, I'll say. So I never zoom it, but.
Can you use the trackpad on a Surface?
You know, I don't know, I probably. Actually, this is a touchscreen.
Oh, good deal.
So I guess we could.
Good
Look
deal.
At that.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
So for the technical folks looking at the architecture behind this, you'll actually see from the URL that that there are some parts of Matter Center that are hosted in Azure, right? So when we deploy to SharePoint, it's a provider-hosted app, right? So it uses
mm-hmm.
all of the security model that we can use to communicate with SharePoint and do the provisioning we need to do inside of SharePoint. But there are actually three things that live inside of Azure. So these would live inside when we deploy Matter Center, when Perficient goes to deploy it, we deploy into our customers' Azure. So
right.
we deploy actually two websites, one which hosts actually this layer here that we're looking at.
Yep.
This is the actual UI layer, everything we interact with in the browser here. And then also over in the add-in as well, when we were looking at the add-in,
gotcha.
All of that's actually being served from Azure.
Ah.
Okay.
Very nice.
So yeah, so the UI comes up from Azure, as does a services layer as well. So there's the back end to this is all written in services. So the UI speaks to the services layer, and it also gives you an opportunity to integrate with Matter Center as well.
Very nice.
So you could go call those services, you could build on them, you could customize them, get Perficient to customize them. It's a good pattern. And then finally, it deploys for the folks who want to deploy this. You know, basically, it deploys a storage as well, so
mm-hmm.
for logging purposes
yep.
and such like. But uses Azure. It's very lightweight footprint. I mean, starts to make great use of some of the things we can do there.
Good.
Okay. So we'll have a little look at this is how we create a new matter. And this is kind of, I think, to the question there about classification of a matter
and templating,
and kind of using templates. Yeah. So this is the form provided out of the box. Now, some folks want to use the form like this. Some folks want to customize it. Right.
Sure.
This is kind of key point of extensibility, particularly within a law firm.
Yeah.
Because in here we will select a client. So I'll select the Perficient client. And now here is where, in a small firm or in a corporate legal, you might actually define what the matter ID is. But for the
right.
most part, within a law firm, you'll have another system generating
gotcha.
This. So,
yep. So you'd want to tie that in.
Yeah. So you'd want to integrate this and, Perficient may go out
mm-hmm.
and consume a service over in a time and billing system that would pull
yep.
through matter ID that would be the source of the record. Let's create something that I haven't created before. Let's create a Malvern MTC demo.
We're in legal hot water here. They're helping us out.
Yeah, we're going to need some matter.
Demo.
Okay, so matter type. This is when we get
like
into
pizza.
get into.
Oh, and here's the templates.
Yeah,
look
so,
at that.
Yeah, so this is really the classification of the matter. And some of these yep. labels are set up for a law firm. So you can see the various different kind of practices. So mm-hmm. intellectual property, personal accident, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And there are basically three levels of classification here. I'm going to select this transactional area of law. I'm going to say this is information technology, and I'm going to say this is services, right? So this three-level classification basically defines the template, the mm-hmm. thing that will define what's
gotcha.
Inside of this matter.
Yep.
And you know the folders that we looked at earlier,
yeah.
the couple of folders we had set up, that's driven by this selection here.
So depending on what you select here is going to depend on how that's going to get laid out and structured.
Yeah, the metadata
nice.
For the matter and the folders that live
nice.
Out there. So. The level of classification, again, for the technical folks, this is all stored in the term store. So this
mm-hmm.
is managed using all the building blocks we have in,
yep.
in SharePoint already. So I'm going to say save to this guy and go through to the next step of the wizard. Okay, so this is a little to the question about ethical wall as well. So this is around conflicts checking. And again, you know, a law firm may have their own custom new business intake
yep.
system that would define conflicts. You know, you can do, you can build things in SharePoint Designer. You could build something, you know, really nice and advanced with Nintex. That would be a good
yep.
option for
yep.
for building a new business intake. But here, you know, the forms are just showing the basic capability of Matter Center. So in order to provision new matter, you must say you can conducted a conflicts check. And did you, who conducted the conflicts check? So let's say, seeing as I'm entering this, I actually went through that new business intake
gotcha.
Process.
Yep.
What day did we do it? Let's say we did it today. And did you identify a conflict? Now this is where you would say, yes, I did identify a
mm-hmm.
conflict, and in this case, Sam was conflicted. Sam cannot work on this
gotcha.
On this matter. The matter will still be provisioned, but we know that Sam will not have access
yep.
because he is blocked by a conflict from actually working on that matter. And this is again the area that you know ethical walls would integrate with and,
mm-hmm.
and help build out. And this is, you know, do we want it to be assigned to a specific team or do we want to just make it completely open? Let's say that this is a specific team. You know, Chris is going to be the responsible attorney. Okay, and maybe we'll add Jason as a, let's make him a paralegal so he can contribute towards
okay.
the matter.
Cool.
So I've set up the basic security
mm-hmm.
for a matter to get us started. And then finally we say, well,
what do you want to include?
Yeah, what else do you want? What other SharePoint stuff do you want? And this now could be anything, right? You could do anything in that SharePoint.
I was going to say, so this list could be customized to include the things pertinent to your organization in addition or in lieu of these
yeah.
items.
Yeah, and I think that, you
nice.
Know, these are some good examples. You might want to use calendars and tasks. They're
mm-hmm.
good things that you maybe want to, particularly where people have repetitive matters, this is going to be a useful collaborative
nice.
Collaborative feature. And again, you know, maybe this, you know, form would live, this may be an Nintex form and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you would design something that captured all of that requirement in a
yep.
custom form. So in this case, I'm just going to go ahead and say create and notify. So what this does behind the scenes, it calls that services layer that lives in Azure. And via the security model, that goes speaks to SharePoint and builds the things out in SharePoint that we create. So we talked about the structure a little bit. This is actually provisioning those document libraries, those OneNote libraries,
yep.
those calendars, those task lists over in SharePoint. Takes a few seconds here.
Yeah, and it's like anything. It's going through, it's looking at the attributes you selected, and now it's actually going to build this structure for you. Based off of all the selections, the various attributes.
Okay, so on video right now, just a question, can Matter Center, matter provisioning be automated?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's
so the question was, can it be automated, this matters?
Yeah, it's
provisioning.
A great, yeah, great question. Actually, so we do a lot of that in Office 365. As we've built on SharePoint for years now, we've learned that doing automated provisioning is better than doing manual provisioning. If you want to implement a governance plan of any kind, right, you want to do some kind of automated
right.
provisioning.
Yep.
So with that services layer, And with the ability to build forms and workflow inside of SharePoint or doing Nintex, then you know you can go create something that automates provisioning for a specific firm for specific legal departments. So absolutely, this is a basic form of automated provisioning, but you know certainly a large firm or a large corporate would probably build on top
of that. And I think that's important what you said. It's what we're seeing is the basic.
Yep.
We're seeing today the out of the box, and again, that's where. While we've open sourced that, we've selected and we're partnering with some key partners like Proficient that can then go in, take the basics here, customize it, hook it into those other systems within your environment to make it be a system that particularly is focused on your needs, your requirements, so that you can automate it and do all the things that are really what you need in your org to do a matter center that's going to meet all your needs.
Exactly.
There are two sets of partners on the Matter Center website, integrators like Proficient that
yep.
can bring third party, but then we've also got a list of third party ISVs that
build software. Yeah, so that's a great point. And then somebody like Proficient might leverage them.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
What Sachin had said in the background was that we have two levels of partners that we highlight at the Matter Center site. And that is, one, we have the integrators like Proficient, who are extremely proficient at integrating it within your environment. Number two, there are the ISVs or software companies who are partners of Microsoft who build solutions on top of this piece. And then somebody like a Proficient will come in and they can say, look, we can either build this custom or, you know what, here is this solution already built and we'll help you to integrate that then into the environment on top of. So there's extended software that's already been built on top of this, as well as then partners that can get it up and running in your organization and do all the custom hooks and support you through it.
Exactly. I mean, it's about bringing those things together. And sometimes, you know, Matter Center add-ins make sense out of
yep.
the box. Sometimes it makes sense to use a product partner there as well. And,
yep.
You know, or a custom solution as well. I mean, that's, you know, we like to bring all these things together and make the right selection with the
best for the customer, what yep. they need. Awesome.
So one more question. Custom notification level to be used in Matter creation.
So he wants to know, can a custom level notification be done? And he's saying, I got a phone call. Just ignore it. Can there be custom notifications around Matters? And
yeah, absolutely. So when we build the workflow for this, that's when we can customize it. I'll show you. I just created a Matter, so I'll show you the out of the box notification I get. So
yep.
you see, I've just created this Malvern MTC.
Zoom in
a little bit. All right.
You can do.
Does that work?
Ooh. Actually, they can't there.
That's wizardry.
Sorry about that.
Let me see if I can zoom in on this guy a little bit. This is still 100%. Something like that. There you go.
Yeah,
there we go.
A little bit better.
A little better.
So this is the out-of-the-box notification you get, and this is probably the first time a legal professional will know that that site is ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
It took 20 seconds or so to provision a Matter, and they get this little notification here saying who are the team members,
yep.
and so you will receive this as a team member of the Matter, and now our site is ready. So if I click on the Malvern MTC site, it will go through to SharePoint, and I've now got my Matter ready to work.
Very
on,
nice.
Right? So yeah, if you customize that form or that workflow, you could send any kind of custom notification. You may even have an approval process
mm-hmm.
for creating Matters as well.
Very cool.
So that's it. I mean, what do you think?
I think this is awesome. I mean, again, we have a baseline open source solution that was developed by Microsoft for our legal department. You want to come back to us, Sachin? So we have something that was developed for Microsoft. So again, a legal group that's bigger than, I would dare say, most legal firms, even very fairly large ones, as we have thousands of lawyers at Microsoft. So we have this very large legal group. This is what they use. Certainly we have hooks customized for our system, but we've made it available as open source. We've identified integrated partners like Proficient, who is proficient at being able to come in, customize it, hook those things to other systems and stuff that you might have. We have ISV partners who are software companies that have developed solutions that sit on here that a proficient can go ahead and help you to integrate and make a part of this. I guess it's, are there questions? And if you're a legal group, why aren't you looking at this? So first of all, I guess my question before he comes up with some more questions, I see him typing away, is this. So we have customers that have been watching. A lot of questions, very lively dialogue, which thank you. We love to hear from you. If folks want to talk to a proficient, they want to get a hold of, because they're like, look, we want to get in here. We want to jump in. We've been struggling. We've been using email, file shares, all these things that are by nature non-compliant. We want to get into a compliant, supported, robust system. What do they need to do if they want to get a hold of you?
I mean, reach out to Proficient. We have sales channels all over the country. We're a national firm.
So how do they get a hold of Proficient?
Where do they
find you?
We have a couple of salespeople out there, I think. So we have a whole blog program. We have a Proficient.com. We can go to the website and find out how to contact. So Proficient.com.
Proficient. P-E-R.
Open a browser and go to your website.
Why don't we show that there?
Let's
Proficient.
Do it. Yeah, let's do it.
By the way, if you look at our MTC site, our worldwide MTC site, and go to the About, there's a link to this site as well. Just throw that out there.
So this is Proficient.com. Actually, it's one of our Office 365 projects right there.
Very nice.
The partners in health.
Yeah.
We lit up the cloud for them, Office 365 project. But Proficient are a multidisciplinary firm. We have a big Microsoft practice.
Yep.
My team focuses on, like I said, modern productivity. So everything to do with Office 365.
We're not talking cuneiform on clay tablets, folks. We're talking modern productivity.
It is. Making that work for global companies as
yep.
well. I mean, that's, you know, it's been, the last 3 years we've been on the platform.
Yes.
We've been out there customizing it. We've built SharePoint DMSs on it, which is actually one of the reasons we were invited to be part of the Matter Center program to
yep.
start. We would love to speak to you about, about doing 365 projects, getting your email to 365, getting your SharePoint, and all these other workloads that are just out there waiting for you to use.
Because then it all works together.
It's the idea. It's all on one platform.
That's beautiful. Yep. Yes, you have a question.
This was cool for internal users. The question is, can you open this up to outside co-counsel, non-employees without a lot of hurdles?
So the question is, can we open up what they saw? It's very cool for how they work internally. Can we open it up to external entities as well,
co-counsel,
et cetera, to pull them in?
Yeah, great question. Office 365 supports external users, and Matter Center is no different. You can invite somebody with just an email address to collaborate and participate in your Matter, share a document with them, whether that's via Matter Center or via your OneDrive. It's all just right there out of the box, ready to use.
Yeah.
It's simply a checkbox to say, am I going to let my users do that? Are they
going
to let
them
share
it externally?
And I think
the thing to keep in mind is there are layers of how that interact. It really depends on what you want to do.
Yep.
Awesome. Any other questions there?
No, just no questions. There's good feedback. One of the gentlemen left and said, don't discuss anything important. So this was good.
Awesome. So we got lots of good feedback. And we want to thank you. We're a little bit past the hour. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Next week we have just a couple of things, a couple of quick announcements, and then we will exit stage right. So we are here. Where are we at? Today is Matter Center. So we have coming up this week on Thursday. You can tune in. There's a link on our events page. Security is not a privilege, it's a right. That's interesting. So you can tune in for that. And then finally, folks talking about Office 2010 that was released in 2009, cuneiform. Seriously, if you're looking to update and get on the latest and greatest and get off that whole update cycle, next Monday on Midday Cafe, we're going to have Office 2016 deployment unleashed. Fireworks will be flying. We're going to help you so you can move forward with that. But I want to thank Chris from Proficient.
Thank you. Thanks for
this
having
was
us.
Awesome. I learned a lot today. I also want to thank Satyen, who's never produced before, and he did a 5-minute crash course of how to run everything in the background. So we thank him. And with that, thank you for joining Midday Cafe. This is Mike and
Chris
bidding you have a great day, as well as Satyen. Take care, and as always, ciao. And I didn't show Satyan how to exit stage left, so I will come over and we'll do that. Watch this. Ready? Ooh, whoa. Yep.